Welcome to Anne Double D, your go-to podcast for candid conversations. Dive deep with us into the heart of life's challenges, business hurdles, and the journey to better ourselves. Join us in exploring the art of living intentionally, finding balance, and enhancing not just your life, but your business and leadership skills. It's time to grow, to inspire, and to lead Anne Double D. Conversations that transform.
Here is another exciting interview with Tammy Coakley. I can't believe I get to do this twice. Tammy, you took part in the original book rewrite. You were one of the extra interviews in the back of the book, if anyone's listening, and you can see what Tammy had to say back then, et cetera, about leadership or leadership. Tammy, welcome back to And Double D.
Thank you, Dave. Good to see you again.
Likewise. Tammy, remind our listeners what it is you spend your time doing.
I spend my time running two salon and spas in Illinois, outside of Chicago, West Dundee and South Barrington. Today or this year, we'll be celebrating our 20-year anniversary. And and then I dabble in other things and get myself in trouble in other areas as well.
Well, we must explore some of those things. But when you first opened the spas, did you ever imagine you'd get to 20 years?
Honestly, no.
And how many times during that 20-year period have there been like, oh, I don't know how to say it, probably holy blank moments?
Oh, gosh. Too many to count, I would say.
Yeah, I, and for our listeners, I still think you're one of the best examples of additional service in the salon space I've ever heard of. Because you did that customer care thing, didn't you, for during COVID, for when people were lonely. What made you do that?
I just feel that our team, you know, we stayed connected to them during COVID, but we saw with our guests and our team just a lot of loneliness and people that were used to being with people all the time, connected, touching, you know, just it was I saw a mental health crisis coming, and I just wanted to get ahead of it because there was a lot of things I did not have the answers to or could not. I didn't want to risk giving wrong information, I guess. So I felt like they needed that extra care. And I couldn't provide that for 70 people all the time, as well as our guests, because I was struggling on my own, you know? So, yeah, I just felt like it was a service we needed. And we have changed services from this point, but we are still offering that type of care to our team.
And is, you know, this is a really clever initiative in terms of keeping people connected, both guests and your team. But is that the kind of mysterious thing that you'll take gets you into those trouble situations where you'll test someone out that maybe was never on the agenda?
Oh, yes. Yes. I definitely have I have an intuition and I'll try things, and sometimes it gets me in trouble and sometimes it helps me out.
Mm-hmm. So Tammy, we're back to talk about leadership or leadership today. What do you think of the rewriting of the book and the new style and format?
Well, I love the book. I think this version is very authentic to you and Debbie, knowing you now for 7 years, maybe 8 years. I've gotten to know you a lot better, of course, and I just see it coming really from a place of love in your heart, and I think it's you can feel it.
I really appreciate you saying that, because that was the intention. And I think when Debbie and I did the opening episode to this series, this season, what was really clear to me was I looked at the book because I rushed it as the original version. I rushed it for a conference event, which I really appreciated having the chance to do. And then when I said about writing the framework book, it was really clear that I looked at it like I wish I hadn't done it that way. And then rewriting it was quite a good cleansing process for me. And so much so that you then realize that it is book number one, right? So people think it's book number two. It's actually book number one. The framework was book number two, even though it looks like it was the other way around. What do you like about it? What still stands out to you from it today?
I always appreciated and loved in the first one, and then obviously again in the second, is the speed read section, because I feel like you can go back to it at any times. And many times I think, you know, when you have a book, you read it or you read some of it, depending on what you need at the time. Yeah. And I feel like that speed read is huge because it gives you, you know, direction on, you know, what you might need for that day after you read the book. And you can revisit it multiple times, you know, revisiting the book just recently reminded me how much I love, you know, all the techniques that I've learned in the past and maybe haven't done some of them in a while. So, you know, re-energizing myself, redoing some of the exercises that I haven't done in a couple years. And honestly, it's just an easy read. And that is like huge for me, that opening part where it kind of tells you and directs you on where you might want to go.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a real improvement too, where people can decide to do what you just described. They can go deep if they want, or they can just, you know, play around with parts as and when they choose. See, what was that about? But I love the fact you highlighted that. I love listening to book summaries as a way to decide whether I want to dive in deep. And I like to combine those with doing other things. So cycling, training, driving, so that I'm making the most of time rather than time making the most of me. But that's what that summary was for. It's a ready-built book summary recording. Now, if you heard me say "I'm there, Tam," it's because I didn't want to say a particular prejudiced platform. And besides, book summaries, I use two tools. I don't even use one. I use Headway and Blinkist. So I should have just said their brand instead of That was a clue I was deleting something. you talked about knowing us for a very long time now. Why do you stay connected to Debbie and I?
So, well, I mean, obviously, I just love you both. I think you guys both have such genuine hearts, and you've really been a huge part of my recovery from some difficult times and really got me through to the other side. And I just, I feel so grateful for that, but also just great friendships, admire you both, love the techniques that you teach, love your heart for people in business and for different industries. I don't know. I just can't get rid of you two as much as I try.
Yeah, we're like the damp in the closet. That's right. Nothing that clears it up. Hopefully nothing listening has damp in their closet. What an awful analogy. I agree. I concur. I think there's definitely a connection that goes beyond the physical realm. And I think our paths, once they intertangle, our personal causes were greater than the reasons why we met in the first place. I think that was the key thing for me is the thing that when I think of you, I literally imagine I wasn't talking to you, and I think of Tammy, and I think of where you are, and I think about your family and what you're about. We also share a really deep fondness for you and some of the incredible people that you have in your team who are as different as you are and are as connected and as considered in the way they go about things, which reflects you too. And I really like that. I think one of the things that we've been talking about with Leadership 2.0, the rewrite, is this difficulty of doing the right thing when it's controversial or when it goes against the public opinion or when when it goes against values of your country in some cases. You know, I shared with you when we were together recently in Dublin at the Forest Salon Conference, Owners Conference over in Dublin, which was a great, great time together, that it's when you model the right leadership, regardless of the consequences. I'm not talking about doing your own way and own thing and saying, you know, to hell to people. I'm talking about doing the right thing when everyone around you doesn't realize it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe for all kinds of reasons, religious reasons, personal belief systems, maybe they haven't even discovered the discovery yet. You know, I'm going to go back to a moment that we had together at Forest where one of the speakers reintroduced themselves for the first time on stage. That took my breath away, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many people would have heard that and gone, oh, my Lord, what's this about? Or even thought this is heresy, right? When it isn't. And if you haven't learned that yet, you know, there's a whole educational journey for people to go on. So, but I think this thing about doing the right thing, what do you think about it, Tammy?
I think that it can be difficult sometimes to do the right thing, but I think inside, you know, you always know what the right thing is to do, and it's really a choice.
Yeah.
You know, I have, obviously, I'm sure like all of us have made decisions that we're not super proud of, and you know, they do rear up often. So it's really important to really stay true to your beliefs. And like you said, sometimes they're not of other people's beliefs, but you can always feel good about who you are when you stick to what you believe. And most of the time, the right people will be behind you. You know, not everyone's going to agree with you. Not everyone's going to want to come along with for the ride, but, when you can look in the mirror and be happy with your choices, then you know you're doing the right thing.
One of the tricky things about this, Tammy, and I love the way you phrased it, is that I think that one of the easiest ways to process something, you know, if you discover something new about just in the realms of equality that maybe you didn't think yesterday, but you discover it today and you start to work out how to think it tomorrow, then the first thing I advise our listeners to do is if you find yourself sitting in judgment, you have to ask one simple question, right? Is, have I ever experienced what it is that person's going through? And if the answer's no, regardless of the subject matter, I hope you would find the space I do, which is I need to put the car into backup and in a reverse, right? And realize I formed a judgment on something I've never felt, I probably may never feel in my lifetime, I'll never experience because of who I am and what I do, and therefore I should hold on a moment and then start to seek understanding instead. And I found that to serve me really well as a coach, as a business owner, as a parent. There are times as a parent, it's so easy to get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
don't you find it's almost, I almost feel like being blasphemous. It's that easy to get parenting wrong. And you can argue mm-hmm. easy to get it right. But if there's a place where I mess up all the time, it's definitely as a parent. It's not as a business person. But it's realizing, it's the backing up and learning, reverse up a bit and going, I've never experienced this. I don't know what this feels like. Maybe I should leave my opinions to be more fluid and actually sack offable, if there's even a phrase, and go back to learning. What do you think about that long-winded, here's a tip that took me too long to say?
I think you're absolutely right. I think when something is on your mind and you don't agree automatically, or you're automatically shut off to someone else's opinions, feelings, thoughts, you always have to check yourself, right? Because there's something there, right? And we don't know what it is always unless we stop and reflect on it. And whether it's fear-based or how you were raised, you know, there's so many factors that go into it. But yeah, I think putting yourself in other people's shoes is the only way to really try to humble yourself to understand them better, you know, or understand, you know, what you're feeling and why.
Absolutely. And that, I think in the world of leadership, well, coming back to that stance of, you know, modeling the right behavior regardless of the consequences, that's I think, is a safety parachute, isn't it? Someone you can, like this gilet I'm wearing, if anyone does watch this in our internal circles, you wear it to stay warm. You don't wear it to look cool. I mean, I never look cool in a gilet, no matter what color or creed it is. So, but I do appreciate the heat it gives me. So it's learning that how to get round that and to navigate it. But the intent is to do the right thing. And and usually doing the right thing is most likely going to be challenging, because it's never always straightforward. Good. What's your and? So, you know, we've got and in our lives. And is about, we're always talking about what is and about in our business. And is about helping people find their meaning and also helping them own their daily mindset space. So what's yours? What is it that motivates you to do your work every day?
So my recent and this past year, one of my goals was to build stronger connections. And by doing that, I have to make space and time for certain things and to build stronger connections. So I've adjusted one of my days of the week where I could make that time available for other people, other business owners, other friends, family, whatever it is, you know, that people are needing. So I have a specific day for that. And then, just helping people, you know, the people that showed up for me when I needed it, you know, I want to be that person for other people. And that would be my and this year.
I love it, Tammy. I really love it. And it's practical. You can understand the steps you took to get to it. Was it hard to carve that space out?
You know what? It really wasn't hard once I decided that, which was surprising to me, right? You think you're so busy, you think you don't have time for anything besides your daily routine, whatever it is. I realized, yeah, I could clean my house all day and go grocery shopping, but what fun is that when there's Instacart? It's actually been really easy and I've enjoyed it immensely, honestly.
I have to say, I find it very difficult to imagine you cleaning your house all day. No comment, Your Honor. I plead with this. That's right. No, I love it. And I love the fact that you are a connector and you care as a connector. I mean, you've got two very loyal servants who work with you, Heather and Diana. Tell me about them. You know, I think everybody in their business, I don't know if you've ever seen the TV show Suits, you know, where Harvey's character has a PA called Donna, who eventually becomes a partner, but is still looking after him. And then they create Donna Droid, right? And her voice, and this Donna does everything for you. But what today we would consider to be really sharp AI, but in the TV show was ahead of its time as a little bit of a joke. Mm-hmm. But I imagine Heather being that Donna Droid, you know, everybody having a Heather, right?
Yeah. I haven't seen Suits, so I can't compare, but yeah, she's definitely been just really a gift to me personally, to our business, to our team. She's complete opposite of me, which is good. You know, yeah. She brings everything to the team that I don't. And she's by my side. She's my left and right arm when it comes to work. And she's a good friend, you know, and family at this stage, you know. So, yeah, I mean, just blessed, I guess, when I think of Heather and Diana as well.
Yeah. And how did you find them originally? How did your paths cross?
Well, Heather and I, our paths crossed a while before even the salon industry. So Heather worked for my mom in the restaurant industry. And so I knew her from my mom, and my mom was her mentor. And so when we were, you know, going to go down this road, she was the first person that came to mind that we would want to be on our team. And graciously, she accepted with a huge pay cut and all, and a lot more responsibility. And she's been by our side the whole time. And she's been a true inspiration and leader, not only to me, but to our team and to the industry. Honestly, she loves the industry. Her dad was a barber. She actually had gone to beauty school as well. So she had a love relationship with the salon industry and the restaurant industry, which was the same type of background I had. And we just feel like they're both super compatible. They're both service industries. And I feel like we just have that part right.
And if you were to look at both of them in your team as leaders, what would you say is perhaps their finest trait as you think of them? You know, what's the, of all the things that they do, what do you like the most about their leadership?
Well, okay. So their leadership for me personally, Heather is always the devil's advocate, right? So she's like, we shouldn't spend the money. We shouldn't do this. We have to do this. What about this? Whenever I bring her my crazy ideas. So she puts like, you know, really good thoughts in my mind, and we hash it out sometimes. Not always, nicely, but we do. And yeah. Then Diana, I would say she's just a real truth teller, as far as saying things to me that I might need to hear that other people might not want to tell me. I think being a leader, sometimes people might hold back on feedback and information, and she's just a real truth teller when it comes to sticking, you know, I wouldn't say sticking up for the team, but like speaking for the team, having their, you know, back, and really, you know, telling me and saying things that I need to hear. So they both bring, you know, truth and honesty and hard work and love and compassion to the team, to myself, to the industry. But those are the personal traits that I, as a leader, you know, need the most, for myself. But for the team, they're just, you know, they're there for the team like they are for me.
And do you think, to anybody listening, it's important to realize something you said there about there's clear difference between them and you, but together, yes. Together as a blend, it works for the best interests of the business. Do you think Absolutely. That's important?
Absolutely, yes. Very important. We Good. Can't be everything, right?
No, absolutely not. And I really love something you said there about, I'm always one who talks about historical language when it comes to grace and truth. So speaking in truth, but in a spirit of grace. And it sounds almost religious. It isn't, right? It's actually really great human communication to not be judgmental in tone, sign, or delivery, but also to make sure that when I tell you, I'm standing on your shoulder. I'm not standing in front of you as a door unless there's danger on the other side of the door, right? So but even then, when I'm stood in front of you, you know it's because I actually have your back and I'm thinking about your needs, not mine, right?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So the language is quite traditional, but I really like the fact that you represent truth from Diana's side, because that's a really refreshing phrase. And if anyone's listening, building truth into your conversations, in your leadership, in your business will transform your business, right? It transforms mm-hmm. because it doesn't matter what industry that you're in, the truth is quicker, right? It's faster. That's where the speed is, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas when you avoid it, you're taking the long road around the mountain rather than the path that takes you straight up, which will be mm-hmm. difficult, but straight down, which is also challenging, depending on what terrain you're on. So tell me, are there any questions you'd like to ask me after the rewrite? Are there any things that are on your mind or you've thought about?
Well, I guess you answered always my one big question was why the rewrite, and you have you have made that fairly clear throughout your conversation, even in the opening of your book. I guess what's next would be my question for you.
That's a very nice question, because I am in the middle of writing Feel Your Mind, Feel Your Life. What's really cool about this book is it combines the fuel gauges theory, which you've seen me deliver a few times in different formats. So how to take a hold of the fuel of your mind. But it also combines a life program that I wrote many years ago around living in leadership, internal mastery and inspiration, feelings and focus. So if you, what feelings do you want more of in your life? And at what focus are you prepared to give it? What's the energy you want to have? And do you have the edge to get this all done? So you've got this one chunk of the book, which is about how to fill your mind. And the rest of the book is all about how to live your life. And it's not that I've got it together. It's the fact that we and Debbie have done a lot of reflecting, Tammy. And a lot of the techniques I use today, I've written to get through things. So I didn't write them because I was thinking this is going to help loads of people. I wrote them because I was trying to get over, through, under, round, cope, sometimes just cope, right? Just cope with the day I was in. And therefore, the techniques were birthed out of necessity. And I think a lot of people who meet me don't realize that. And the book will not necessarily ram that home, but it'll certainly give you a stage and a process to think about how do you own balance in your life? How do you own your mindset? And what techniques can I use to get the most out of that? I'm very excited about that. I think when we did the Inspiration Day in September, I was playing with the thread working together. And you allowed me to play at that event, which was fantastic fun. This is about turning it into a book that people can almost read, like a guide to your life, that will be open enough, a bit like these days, things I don't understand. But you know, like people talk about zapping this and zapping that. So if you're using a software, you can connect it to something else, right? And it talks behind the scenes. The book won't be, this is the only way. It'll be complementary to lots of teachings out there. But it will give more people a chance to stop and learn faster about how to get there. This is the way to accelerate your learning if you commit it to consistency. So that's what's next. I'm really excited. In the meantime, AND is going from strength to strength. And we're really excited about that. As you know from the D-Log stuff, about people using that to create an aggregate of knowledge over time that will serve them when they least expect it. You know,
yes.
I have to tell you about this just quickly. We've got people now telling us that they've got this aggregate of knowledge that's appearing in their heads from the daily habit of listening to a D-Log. And we dreamt of that. We dreamt that what if we could do that for people so that then out of the blue, their brain will come back to them with something. They might create something new and the knowledge comes back to serve them. And that's the cool thing about AND that we're getting a lot of energy from, because that was the idea at the beginning. To see it happening is super cool. Anything
Very
else you
cool.
Want to ask, anything else you want to ask me or even throw at me as well? So.
I don't know, not that I can think of.
Oh, I'm really excited to have had you back today. And for our listeners to the podcast series, great conversation with Tammy. So many different things, so many different ideas, so many different slants that you could take from this. But Tammy, may I give you a bit of soul food?
Absolutely.
One of the things that both Debbie and I enjoy about you is, regardless of what's going on or how tough your life is or how grumpy your face might be on the outside due to some of the challenges you face from time to time, you never let the light inside of you lessen. And we really appreciate that about you. And therefore, I also like to remind you that that's one of your best magical recipes, is you have this in you. And I love the fact you want to connect and share it with people too.
Thank you, Dave.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm sure you'll be back again, without a doubt, for a hat trick of installments.
Thank you for tuning in to Ann.DD. For ongoing inspiration, follow us at Ann.Scott on Instagram and online. Keep going, keep inspiring. Until our next episode.